Hi there. Okay, well, this is the final lesson, completing the circle of your spell. So, what's important for you to know is I believe that a witch's bottle is always doing its job if it is set for protection. So, anytime I make a witch's bottle that's for protection and I bury it into the earth, it can stay there for centuries. It doesn't matter to me how long that witch's bottle stays there. If I'm using a witch's bottle for love or to connect with a soulmate, when that love and that soulmate comes to me, how do I dismantle the spell bottle? How do I deactivate something? Well, for me, the first thing is as I will take off the cork, I will break the seal. First, before doing that, I will ground myself. I will place myself in a white protective circle of light. I will smudge myself and I will smudge the bottle. Because the bottle's been sitting in a space and in a place that it may have collected negative energy. Why would my home have negative energy? Well, if it's sitting in my room on the table of my office room, or if it happens to be sitting in a windowsill of my bedroom, and my husband and I happen to have an argument in that room, everything is connected to the energy of the space around it. So I want to make sure I smudge it. Then I take the cork off, I dismantle it. And I would burn everything. That's my kind of go-to. Obviously, you can't burn the bottle, so you have two options. One option is that you can place the bottle into a recyclable and you can have the city that you live in recycle it. Two, you can bury the bottle into Mother Earth, which some people choose to do. I live on a ranch and I have places that I do bury things. Three, you can use the bottle again. You can smudge the inside of the bottle, you can cleanse it out, you can wash it out, and you can recycle and reuse if that's what you choose to do. So those are the options when it comes to a witch's spell bottles. All my spell bottles are made out of glass. I don't like to use any kind of form of plastics. I use glass for them, and I typically will seal them with wax, and we talked about that in the lesson that I showed you, but it's completely up to you how you want to do it. Everyone's a little bit different. The only thing that I would suggest is just making that there is a tight seal on the top of the lid because you don't want anything to get out of there. What other reasons why you need to end a spell? Well, what if you made a witch's bottle and you put in your herbs and you put in your sticks and you did it? But what if you, while you were doing it, your energy was just a bit off? Or what if the herbs that you placed in there, excuse me, are not working well together? Well, that's a time when you might want to consider dismantling this witch's bottle because it's not working for you. You know, if you did it and you set it and you were like, hey, you know, this has been sitting there for 30, 60 days and I'm still not seeing any financial gain. Dismantle the spell bottle, pop it open. Burn what's in there or throw it away, whatever you want to do, and cleanse the bottle or start again. Maybe those two herbs weren't working together at that particular moon cycle phase. Maybe you didn't put enough energy. Maybe there was something that went wrong with the charging. Maybe you were distracted. Maybe the placement that you put it in your home or outside isn't working for it. We have to be willing to look at all things and just take a look and say, hey, what can I do differently here? And how can I try it again? So that's when you would dismantle or you would take apart or take down a witch's bottle is when you find that it's not working and serving its purpose, or when you feel like it's complete and what you asked and what you were trying to manifest is done. But protection, I always leave them. And I always bury them. So there's witch's bottles all around the property that have been buried at certain places and for certain reasons and intentions and connections to protection. And I bury them and I leave them there just like the witches did in the 17th century. Listen, I really hope that you enjoyed this course and I hope that you learned a lot about making a witch's bottle. But one of the things that I want you to know more than anything is that your own creative ability and your own ability as a witch is something that shouldn't be second-guessed. I believe that we're all witches. I believe that we're all born with the ability to connect with Mother Earth and to connect with this spiritual, magical side of ourselves to make things happen in our lives. You have to be open to that vibration and to that energy to bring it forward. So be creative, have fun, do anything and everything that you feel is right for you. I know I keep saying that, but that's the premise of this course and this program. Want to use a red bottle? Use a red bottle. Want to use black ribbon? Use black ribbon. And trust the Google machine too. Like you can get all kinds of meanings of ribbon colors and herbs and all of that stuff you can find online nowadays. So go Have an amazing time and make as many witch's bottles as you want. Just remember, have a destination, choose the intention, and one bottle per intention. I enjoyed connecting with you, and I look forward to connecting with you again very soon.